Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish the jubilation of hearing a much awaited news as depicted in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 83, penned by Venbodhanar. Set in the hills of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant, celebrating the foster mother's words and conveying a significant message to the lady. அரும் பெறல் அமிழ்தம் ஆர்பதம் ஆக பெரும் பெயர் உலகம் பெரியரோ அன்னை தம்யில் தமது உண்டென்ன சினைதொரும் தீம்பழம் தொங்கும் பலவின் ஓங்குமலை நாடனை வரும் என்றோளே. Jumping for joy is the mood of this verse. The opening words arum peral amuldum talk about the elixir of life that's hard to attain, making us wonder what that might be. In a rhythmic beat with the word amuldum for ambrosia appears arpadam, which is the food one eats one's everyday meal. Following this delicious food, the verse turns to perumpeyar ulagam, referring to a renowned world. A meaningful thought lies hidden in Tamil Tamadu Undanna, meaning eating one's own in one's home, about which we will explore shortly. Something as delicious as that ambrosia mentioned can be seen in Theem Palam Thungum Palavin, meaning sweet fruits of the jackfruit tree. Ending with the words Varum Yendrole, meaning she said he would arrive, the verse invokes our curiosity. Elixirs of life and fruits of the earth seem to serve a delicious feast in this one. The context reveals that the man and lady had been leading a love relationship when the man parted away to gather wealth. The lady passed many days in anxiety, waiting for news about the man. One day the confidant rushes and says to the lady, "Let that unattainable ambrosia be her food. Let an illustrious world be her gift. Akin to the taste of eating out of one's hard-earned labor in one's own home, hang on all the branches sweet jackfruits in the man's high peaks. Let her attain the precious, for mother has said that he would be arriving soon." With these words, the confidant is praising the foster mother for bringing the happy news that the man would be there in the lady's place soon, with the intent of seeking the lady's hand in marriage. All the foster mother says is a single word meaning he will come. And how does the confidant infer so much? Listening to her words closely may help us understand how. The confidant starts by showering verbal riches on someone. First with the hard to obtain elixir of life as the food they eat every day. What is the use of good food if there's no place to relish it? Understanding this, the confidant next wishes on this someone a celebrated world entire. The essence of these expressions is that the confidant is wishing a long life and plentiful riches to that someone. Soon we learn that this someone is the lady's foster mother, who also happens to be the confidant's mother. This foster mother plays a significant role in the lady's life, as we have witnessed in many Sangam poems. Returning to the verse, we find the confidant now talking about an abstract feeling, that of eating one's own food in one's own home. What she means is that the food has come out of one's hard-earned labor, and eating that food in the comfort and joy of one's home is the sweetest of feelings. We know the confidant means it to be the sweetest of feelings because she says, "This feeling is like the sweet fruits hanging on all the branches of the jackfruit tree in the man's country." After describing the delights of the man's country, the confidant concludes that mother has said that the man would arrive. Perhaps whenever the foster mother even mentions the man, it means that all is well and that the lady's kith and kin are happy with the man's relationship with the lady, indicating that all that remains is the formalities the man must complete to win his lady. And when this mother says he is on the way, it means the family has received news that he is heading there to marry the lady. No wonder the confidant is ecstatic with happiness, relieved that the lady will once again smile and soon delight in the sweetness of her life with the man of her dreams. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.